Blog Talk Radio.
I didn't forget you. My cell phone, my Note 4 cell phone, was charging. And to do a power charge, I turned it off and did not pay attention to the time, because I was engrossed in trying to reorganize bookshelves of books to make room for some new chess books that I picked up. And so we have 4 minutes less, which may be a good thing for you. Hello, America. Hello, everyone. And when I say hello, America, I do mean our 50 states, our District of Columbia, and of course our territories. Hello, world, and hello, Tink. My intro is kind of messed up, isn't it? But it's okay. My intro could be messed up, but you know, there's a whole lot more to follow. And if that's intact and together, I'm doing okay. It is now 5:34 here in Northern Virginia, this 19th Friday, August 2016. I'm broadcasting live from my room, which will also undergo a change in the shelving so as to make room for books so that they are better presented and to make better use of my shelf spacing. You know, I wrote today that the longer it takes to get on TV, the longer Hillary Clinton avoids judgment. She needs to be judged on everything that she does, the company that she keeps, and what she says secretly behind our backs. It's just common sense. She speaks to Wall Street. Of course she can show her returns. She's rich. Donald Trump, on the other hand, has some financial difficulties. And to say that he's a businessman, yes, that could be very, very fine. But then he should allow for sections of his schedules to be blotted out so as not to show his Giller holdings. I'm sure he could do that. He's a smart man. But resisting and suggesting, well, if he can't present the facts in ways that show him to be a regular millionaire, if he's so afraid to declare what he owns, or if he is so embarrassed to declare what he does not own, putting on possible charades for all of us, you see, truth is one thing. Tax returns are just very simple. My tax return is extremely simple. We wouldn't even draw any attention because our income is so low. Therefore, do you want to look and pry? Do you want to look at my Social Security disability coming in or my attempt to earn money with a Schedule C? Fine. Go ahead. And yes, we have a lot of stuff that we can no longer use because we are getting older, our children are older, and so we have things for charity. We have things that we're giving away. Printers that we thought we would use, given away. We no longer need, or that we've never been able to put into use, given away, so that somebody else may have the benefit of that. So I don't understand why my word perfect is acting up, but it is, and it's not good. And instead of pulling up my word perfect, everything else that I worked on today is coming up. My gosh, how did this happen? I have no idea what's going on with this. Let me begin. And of course, I'm going to speak about me, and I'm going to speak about Hillary Clinton, because more people need to speak about what she does and how she does it. Hillary Clinton is charming you with old age politics and new age speech written by a team of marketing geniuses. I, on the other hand, speak to you from my mind, from my heart, without the benefit of experts and team writers. I say what I say, and if it comes out smart, it's because maybe I am smart. I don't call myself lucky to come up with the right words. It's got to be inside of you. For you to say the right things, it must be because you have the right things inside of you. But today, in introducing another day on Blog Talk Radio, I wrote, and for your benefit, today's news is as bad as yesterday's news. I wrote a smaller news. In other words, I didn't capitalize the second news because you may already have forgotten it. It's expected since you do not link up facts, history, and performance. For 8.5 years, I have spoken correctly and properly on the state and nature of us, our nation, and the world. Hillary Clinton comes out of the shadows a year ago and draws popularity by name recognition, not by fact recognition or remembrance. Done you no wrong and have spoken no wrong. I have attended to more needs than all the presidential candidates glued together. I am better than Hillary Clinton, and you won't give me a chance to mention or prove it. Private talks with Wall Street and police. That should alarm you, warn you, and have you learn more about her, other secrets. I am Curtis Clinton, a better Clinton, a Clinton whom money can't buy. There is still free lunch in this world of ours. I am the free lunch. No campaign financing and no asking for money, only asking for $120 million presidential 2016 write-in ballot. And my spelling checker has failed me. It has put a double O where it shouldn't be. It did not separate candidates and glued, but that's okay because they are glued together. Out instead of our. No wonder you don't want to see me because my spelling checker fails me, and I rely on it. And guess what? I come across as illiterate. And I understand, but I'm not. I have said more credible things and more believable things than any of the other candidates. Do you really believe what Donald Trump is saying? Do you really believe what Hillary Clinton is saying? I heard some of her talk about policing. We should have respect for police, and police should have respect for us. You know, that's really smart. How do we get there? How do we get to that point, does she say? Well, I'm going to tell you how we get to that point. We get to that point by putting guidelines on when police may draw and when they may fire. Approaching a suspicious car, they may draw, but if they're approaching a suspicious car, do you think they should be protected as they approach? Do you think they should possibly have more assistance? Do you think as they approach from the back, some officer should approach from the front and see what is happening? And if there's movement, then the officer from the rear can take control because whoever is in the car is looking for the officer coming down the front or in front of the vehicle. So we need to have procedures. Maybe we need more police. To get better policing, we need more police. We don't have sufficient police to protect our neighborhoods. Our neighborhoods, some neighborhoods are rampant with gangs and crime, of which drugs is an unhealthy sign of a neighborhood, a telltale sign that the neighborhood is in danger or has gone bad. You know, there are a lot of police shows on TV. In fact, there are a lot of intelligence shows on TV. In other words, CIA type, FBI type, CSI types. And if we had as good of intelligence as these shows portray, we wouldn't have some of the problems. But our intelligence falls short because we put limitations on our intelligence, because we are afraid of where our intelligence will lead and what it will announce. And so we need to have respect and trust in the people that gather intelligence, not the leaking of the by the White House of Secret Service agents or other agents of our country, as was done years ago. I'm not sure if it was the Obama administration or the Bush administration, but you know of the woman agent who was outed out. You see, we have problems. Our status as a people is in crisis. We're nearing catastrophic. Did you see the news today and what the news said? I wrote some of it down because you should be reminded every day that until we get a good president, one that involves himself, and Hillary is out of the question. Me, I involve myself in things that are important and necessary in life. These are some of the headlines from today's newspaper. Which newspaper? The New York newspaper. Off-duty police officer allegedly didn't ID himself or offer to help victim viciously beaten during a Manhattan street fight. It turns out that the people beating up this guy were known to this man, this police officer. In other words, he saw a person getting beaten up and he walked away. He is under suspension, and rightfully so. And not only suspended, but he should be fired without pension. Now that's going to make him angry. So he needs to be tracked. His whereabouts, his action, his sociability and conduct needs to be looked into. He did something meaningless when he was supposed to be responsible. Here is a police officer who is a member of the police force, and he fails in the simplest of police duties. Is Hillary Clinton speaking about this person? Did she mention him? Is she mentioning him today? No, she has no clue. I do. Closely with police on a few occasions. And I investigated a few police officers. So I have more than an inkling. I know a bit more than Hillary Clinton does about policing. A few days ago, there was a story released where it was reported that police escorted Hasidic Jews through neighborhoods. And the police said, a police spokesman said, they go through difficult, dangerous neighborhoods. Well, why do they? Why are there dangerous neighborhoods? So I think someone mentioned, these Hasidic Jews are like the Pope. Really? Then why don't they have bulletproof cars? Why don't they buy the type of cars that the president rides in? If they're the Pope, of Hasidim Jews, then let the Hasidim Jews provide for their protection. Let Hasidim Jews learn police tactics and let them escort their Hasidim popes to their neighborhood. Here's another title. 4-month-old boy dies after being found unconscious in daycare workers' Harlem apartment. Why is it possible for an adult to have a daycare and not care the day's children, especially an infant? Who are the parents that left this infant in the hands of an adult? Did they vet? Did they investigate, review, check references on this individual? Now there's a 4-month-old boy dead and parents grieving, and an adult who will likely face charges of negligent homicide. Next, setting a bad example. Teacher 48 allegedly stole merchandise from Century 21. Well, we know about the word allegedly. Ryan Lockley alleges that he was robbed with an item put to his head, when in essence, that wasn't the case. It is seen on video that a number of individuals, along with Ryan Lochte, were either inebriated or celebrating to such an extent that they created some damage. And it was reported that security officers reported to the scene. Now, if Ryan Lochte, for a moment, thought that this was a robbery, did these security force individuals identify themselves? Were they wearing uniforms? Were they in plain clothes? Why were they drawing guns? Why wasn't this followed through to normal conclusions, jumps to conclusions? So this allegedly this allegation that the teacher stole something, well, it made a story. Why don't we find out before a story is written? Setting a bad example, teacher 48, and did or did not this teacher steal? Huge regrets. That's Y-U-G-E, huge regrets. Donald Trump admits to sometimes using the wrong words, promises to always tell the truth in attempt to save seeking presidential campaign. Well, Hillary has been shown to not tell the truth. Donald Trump, of course, exaggerates. I have not exaggerated. I tell the truth. So do you want liars in the White House? Do you want people who have to admit they've lied? Are you going to forgive them? Lying. A lying president, presidents who cheat on their wives, that's not good. We have presidents who deny cheating on their wives. President Clinton said he did not have sex with that woman, and he absolutely did. And then he tried to fine-tune, well, he doesn't consider that sex. What do you call that? Badminton? Rugby? And a sexual organ was involved. So do football players use sexual organs to advance the ball 10 yards? In other words, Clinton is full of BS. He's full of bullshit. He knows it. A lot of people know it. I know it. And the same could be said for his wife, Hillary Clinton. She's full of BS too. And they're full of money. And you're going to give the White House to someone who doesn't deserve it while you let someone who could deserve it go unnoticed? Donald Trump continues, sometimes in the heat of debate and speaking on a multitude of issues, you don't choose the right words or you say the wrong thing. only once did the wrong word come out of my mouth when speaking about federal aid to Planned Parenthood to women seeking abortions. And I was speaking or trying to speak about the Octomom who had 8 children and no husband to raise 8 children and no money to raise 8 children. So what was the purpose of the Octomom having 8 children? And why must we support her children? Where was the medical community seeing this fiasco come about? Where were they? And so when trying to speak about the Octomom, I spoke about a character in James Bond's films played by Maude Adams. Yeah. One slip. I said the wrong word. In 8.5 years, I said the wrong word. Trump continues, reading prepared text at a North Carolina rally. In other words, he has to read something. He can't speak from his heart, his mind. He says he regrets, and he will not do it again. Oh, interesting. And up till now, it's okay. Another title, Teen's Senseless Killing. Manhattan boy who murdered 16-year-old for his Monmouth Parker faces 15 years to life. And then we have a petition by parents. A petition claims LaGuardia High School has hit sour note with academic push. Critics charge the principal, Lisa Mars, that she has pushed test scores and academics at the expense of the school's core mission of encouraging young artists. The kids are stressed, but said one parent who asked not to be named, these kids are supposed to be building their portfolios. They're supposed to be learning their trade, their art. Do we not have enough illiterate individuals in our country? Do we not have enough illiterate young people in our country? So here is LaGuardia High School. Is it Juilliard? You know, you have marching band after school. You have music appreciation during school. You have band and wind ensemble after school. There's plenty of time to learn your trade, your art, your music, your lessons with practice. Plenty of time. And so you go out there performing a show. You don't know how much you are grossing. You don't know how much the arena or the venue costs. I couldn't think of the word venue before, so I just dropped in arena. I mean, we need literate artists as well as literate. Clinton is not speaking about this. Donald Trump is not mentioning this. I do. Because I see a problem. I care about the problem. What is the problem? We are the problem. Many of us are the problem. Now, I reported a restaurant for doing the wrong thing. I gave them advice 3 times. They ignored it. I called the health department. The health department set them straight. They took care of it. Verizon still has a temporary line outside our home. A temporary line is just that, a temporary line. It's been out there for 4 years and 10 months. What's wrong with America? You are wrong with America if you don't put me in the White House, plain and simple. Because I'm the only one who cares, the only one who speaks to everything, and you're going to put millionaires into the White House, lying millionaires. The shame is on you. And I'm going to suffer that shame by not being elected, by people laughing at me. I come forward bravely, honestly, embarrassingly, but I come forward. I say the right things. I say the things that matter. And you ignore me. Life is free. Choice is free. And there is free lunch in America. And I am the free lunch, taking no campaign financing, just want to be interviewed on TV like the other candidates. There's no sweat off their backs, the media. Everyone be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm vying for the presidency. And because I'm not a politician, I need 120 million write-in ballots. 119 million. Go pretty far. Good day.